Many men ruin their lives because they begin to believe that they deserve something that God told them is off limits. Let me say that again. Really listen. Many men ruin their lives because they begin to believe that they deserve something that God told them is off limits. My brothers, it's called entitlement. And it's a far more serious problem than most men realize because of the destruction it can produce when left unchecked. I've seen entitlement in my own life, and I've also seen it in the lives of the men I work with. Entitlement is so destructive, deadly, and this is what we're going to rip into for this episode of The Grizz. So here we go.
You're listening to The Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. Now here's your host, Jason George. Drop.
Get him, Jay.
Hey, what's going down on my brothers from other mothers around the world? Thank you for tuning in and listening to this episode of The Grizz Podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. It is Cinco de Mayo, and I have not had any Mexican food. It's like 4 p.m. here, so maybe I'll grab some for dinner. There's like a little Mexican joint right down from where I live called Burritos and Ribs. Like a weird name, dude. I've never had the ribs, but pretty good Mexican. I am here with a fresh cup of hot coffee, some decaf, by Bulletproof. That's the brand I'm drinking right now. It's not a promo. I'm not an affiliate or anything, but yeah, just drinking some coffee, drinking some decaf, because if I drink regular, it'll keep me up tonight. I can't be having that. Anyway, I apologize for not being behind the mic for a few weeks. I have been going through a Hades of a time with some rough antibiotic treatments for my health struggles with tick-borne illnesses. If you know, you know. I'll spare you the details. But at times, when I'm going through it, guys, it just hinders me from doing everything that I want to do. And I hate that. And one of the things I want to do is every week drop a fresh episode of the Grizz Podcast. You know, May, the month of May, is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. And the only thing I'll say about that is, guys, protect yourself. Protect your family, your kids, your pets. You don't want this life that I'm living. I'm telling you, I wouldn't wish it on my enemies. So like if you're going to a park or the woods or even in your yard to work, like raking leaves, pulling weeds, mowing the grass, working in the garden, just real quick, man, spray down with a quality tick repellent. And when you come inside, check yourself and check your kids. And if you are bit by a tick, don't freak out. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're bit, you end up getting sick, like with Lyme disease or one of the other illnesses that ticks can transmit. Just know that the sooner you begin treatment, the better off you'll be. I waited too long. I had it for years, but never knew what the heck was going on with me. My doctors didn't know either. I was getting all sorts of testing done, and we just kept coming up empty. Like they were putting me on migraine medicines, and they were putting me on anxiety medicines, thinking like maybe that's what it is, when the whole time I had Lyme disease and some other tick-borne illnesses. Now, in 2026, thankfully, more and more doctors are becoming what's called Lyme literate. They're understanding this problem and that it's growing, and they're checking for it because it is a growing problem. And it's also just getting a lot more attention, even in the news, even before Congress, which is good. Lyme disease is the most common and fastest growing vector-borne illness in the U.S., with roughly 476,000 cases diagnosed annually. So, guys, take it serious, protect yourself, spray down, check yourself. If one does get you, go get treated right away. You're going to be okay. Tom Grizz sent you. Anyway, I received some encouraging feedback from a lot of you regarding the last episode that I dropped, which was episode 295. It was entitled When Feel Good Faith Dies. That episode clearly resonated with many of you who are also walking through a painful season of life. So many Christian dudes are going through the fire in some sort of way. Their life is not, you know, a walk in the park, to say the least. They are just getting hammered like they're in the middle of like some kind of like major snowstorm on top of like Mount Everest or K2, and they're just like hanging on for dear life, a lot of them. And I know that. I talk to those guys every single week. In many ways, you know, I'm going through my own kind of storms. So what else is going down? I also, sorry, let me grab a sip of coffee. I also recently received an email from one of our listeners who comes from the great state of Oklahoma. He's emailed me before, but it's been a while. And I love Oklahoma. I killed two really nice deer in Oklahoma back in the day with my buddy James. And those antlers are actually, they're here, man. They're right in the Grizz Cave. They're up on my bookshelf. Great memories, man. Two really nice bucks. One was a 9-point, one was a 10-point. And I also found a really nice set of antlers out there for another 10-pointer. And those are up on the shelf as well. Some guy shot it. I guess he couldn't find it, didn't recover it. So the Grizz recovered it. Anyway, listen to what this listener from Oklahoma wrote. He said, "Hey, brother, I felt it on my heart to reach out to you. I want to tell you, you're doing a good work. I always look to see if a new episode was put out and share them with friends. Your episode about failure isn't fatal came out the day that I failed a promotion exam for the fire department. The timing gave me the opportunity to send it to many others who also fell short. I constantly revisit previous episodes for a good word and wise counsel." He goes on in a later email, because I emailed him back after that, and he says, "I've gone through many tough seasons the last few years. God has taken me from being completely reliant on porn and trying to figure things out on my own strength, to being even suicidal, to now a very healthy marriage. I'm porn-free for about 6.5 years, and I'm actively fighting and staying engaged. I'm not near perfect, and I still fight lustful temptations, but I'm now more aware of the battle every day, and I've gained many useful tools through your content, as it is hard to find biblical manly advice. I often revisit the episodes about temptation and self-talk. Through counseling, I had a realization that the porn and the lust addiction was formed by a little boy that was just doing his best to survive. That one realization has helped reframe the fight. And instead of being so mad at my younger self, I've grown to forgive him and now fight for my marriage and my kids. I'm praying for you, and no matter what the future looks like, I'm grateful for what you do. Don't let up. Your brother in Christ, Brian." Brian, again, man, I've already told you, but publicly, thank you for that. Seriously, messages like that mean more than you guys know. Many times I put out episodes and I have no idea who's listening on all the various platforms like Apple, Spotify, YouTube, what else? Amazon, wherever you listen. There's just so many different platforms, but I don't hear anything. I don't know if it's made an impact. Many times it's just crickets. But that email right there was right on time from God. He knew that I needed it the day that I got it. And that's happened before with emails from listeners. So if you've been listening for a while and have never introduced yourself to the Grizz, reach out sometime. Shoot me an email. You can friend me on social media if you want. I would love to hear about you, hear your story. Hey guys, this episode of the Grizz Podcast is sponsored by Dexter Gordy. Dex is a top producing realtor in Middle Georgia, helping people buy and sell everything from townhomes to forever homes. He's a born and raised local agent you can trust and a guy who genuinely cares about making your next move seamless. Dex has the knowledge, resources, and experience to make your sale or purchase no sweat. So if you're looking to buy or sell in Middle Georgia, call or text my brother from another mother, Dexter Gordy. His direct number is 478-737-8899. I'll put all his contact info in the show notes, and make sure you tell him that the Grizz sent you. And if you or your business or ministry would like to sponsor an episode of the Grizz Podcast, reach out. Let me know. All right, let's rip into the meat. So on this episode, I want to talk to you guys about something I believe sits underneath a whole lot of our issues. Something many men struggle with, but rarely do they identify it. I'm talking about the sin of entitlement. Now, you may be thinking, what the heck is that? It's a fair question, because you won't find a verse in the Bible that says, thou shalt not be entitled. But I would argue many of the commandments that we break are broken because an entitlement mentality is often underneath them. Why does a man commit adultery? Why does he covet? Why does he steal? Why does he lie? Often because somewhere in his heart, he believes, I deserve this. I should get exactly what I want. The fulfillment of my sinful desires matter more than my obedience to God. Like that mentality, that's entitlement. And the roots of this sin go all the way back to Satan himself. Remember, at one time, Satan was Lucifer, a holy angel, and he was cast down from heaven because he grew jealous of God and believed he deserved the glory that belonged to God alone. That's entitlement. And God did not put up with that for a minute. And though the Bible may not use the word entitlement, it gives us example after example of men destroyed by this mindset. I'll share a classic biblical example of one of those men in just a little while. First, let me try to help you get a better understanding of entitlement in a way that has shown up before in my Christian life and also in the lives of the guys I work with in addiction recovery. Let me grab a sip of my coffee real quick. I've noticed that entitlement easily surfaces when you've been doing really well. It easily surfaces when you've been doing really well. You've been disciplined. You've been serving. You've been productive. You've been impacting lives. You know, like you're doing a lot of things right. And then subtle thoughts creep in like, man, I deserve a break. Man, I deserve a break. A little sin won't hurt anything or anybody. My brothers, listen. That subtle thought, that's entitlement. It starts in the mind. A thought, a mindset forms. And if you don't kill it there, it eventually becomes something you act on. And let me be clear, the entitlement mentality doesn't only show up in the area of sexual lust. It can manifest in things like self-indulgent eating, over-drinking, overspending, materialism, laziness, anger, bitterness, even self-pity. Remember, it begins with a mindset, I deserve a break. Or like, overall, I'm a good guy. A little sin won't hurt anything or anybody. The entitlement mindset, guys, knows no boundaries. It manifests in different outlets with different men. And at its core, it says, like, I want what I want, and I think I deserve it. It says, I'm in charge, and I can do what I want when I want. Now, for sure, sexual lust is one of the most prevalent places where I've seen that mindset show up in my past, but also in the present with the men I work with. However, as I said, sexual sin is not the only place entitlement manifests, but it is one of the most common and destructive examples of it. Our culture often promotes the entitlement mindset with ideas like, you'll hear things like, my body, my choice, you deserve a break, you are worthy. I hear that by so many people, I am worthy, I am worthy. I'm like, you are worthy of hell. That's what you're worthy of, apart from the grace of God. treat yourself. You do you. You're a king, or with women today, you're a queen. Listen, my brothers, the idea that your body belongs to you and you can do whatever you want with it whenever you want, that's an entitlement mentality. It's evil, and it will eventually bring destruction to your life. Let me remind you, as a believer in Christ, your body is not your own. I'll talk more about that in just a minute. I definitely want to bring up that scripture. But first, I want to make sure you hear what I've already been saying. Get it just tattooed in your brain. Entitlement is a mindset problem before it ever becomes a behavior problem. That's why renewing your mind daily with scripture matters so much in the Christian life. Because entitlement is sneaky. It creeps in quietly. And if you are not actively, daily renewing your mind with truth, God's word, your sinful flesh and this sinful culture that we live in will easily lure you into an entitlement mentality. And let's be honest, we've all fallen into it. Listen, when a Christian man commits a sexual sin, whether it's viewing pornography or sexual activity before marriage, which the Bible calls fornication, or sexual activity outside of marriage, which the Bible calls adultery, the root problem underneath it often goes much deeper than lust. There's often an entitlement mentality. You know, he acts like he is Lord over his body. He functions as if his life, his sexuality, and his body belong to him. He still functions as if his penis belongs to him. He thinks he's the owner. He thinks he still calls the shots. But scripture says otherwise. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, the Apostle Paul writes these words to believers in Christ. And listen, if you're listening to this and you're not a believer in Christ, then this doesn't apply to you. Paul writes, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? You are not your own. For you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." Listen to me carefully, my brothers. We all need to be reminded of this. Based on that scripture, your body does not belong to you. Your eyes don't belong to you. Your hands don't belong to you. Your penis doesn't belong to you. God now owns all of it. God now owns you. The body you live in, the title deed, it belongs to him now. The scriptures teach that he purchased you with the blood of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, you are not entitled to use your body however you please. You are not entitled to use your eyes however you please. You are not entitled to use your hands however you please. You are not entitled to use your penis however you please. A lot of Christian men know all of this in their theology, but they don't live it in reality. You know, their orthodoxy doesn't match their orthopraxy. I've been there, done that. We all have. This idea, like my pleasure, my desires, my fulfillment, that's the sin of entitlement. And we have to kill that mindset. Now, is God full of grace? Is he willing to forgive us if we confess our sins? Absolutely. But we must also do whatever it takes to repent of our sins. God's grace does not give us a green light to continue in sin. We must fight the sin in our Christian lives until the day we die. And it is a fight. It's a daily fight. It's a continual fight. No one does it perfectly. And one of the ways that we fight this sin of entitlement is to replace that old mindset with a new one. Now, you ready for this? Really listen to this new mindset, and I want you to write it in your journal or on a 3x5 card to keep with you so you can review it often. Here's the new mindset. Lord, my life is no longer mine, but thine. My body is no longer mine, but thine. Like the old hymn says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. In our online recovery groups that I lead called Climb Teams, One of the books we work through is The Game Plan by Joe Dallas. And in that book, he addresses the entitlement mentality. And he reminds us, listen to this, quote, "You didn't have to enter into the salvation covenant with God. He didn't put a gun to your head and say, 'Receive me.' You agreed to his terms. If you didn't want to comply with them, you shouldn't have agreed to them." Dude, he's spot on. Guys, every time you compromise sexually, every time you flirt with temptation, every time you indulge in fantasy, you strengthen that entitled mindset. You reinforce the lie that says, "I own me. I call the shots. I can do what I want. I'm king. My body, my choice." Listen, if you want freedom, you have to kill that mindset. If you want healing, you got to kill that mindset. If you want transformation in your life where from the inside out, you become more like Christ, it's called sanctification, and it's what every believer should be doing and becoming. You got to kill that mindset, that entitlement mindset. If you want intimacy with God, you got to kill that mindset. Because hear me, like when you're tired and you're stressed or you're anxious or you're discouraged or you're sick or you're bored, that old entitlement voice is going to whisper, "You deserve a break. You deserve a break. Look at all the good things you're doing. Look at the way you're impacting people. You can have a little bit of a break." Guys, if you don't recognize that voice for what it is, it'll own you, dude. That's exactly what happened to King David. You know, David didn't wake up one day and suddenly become the kind of man who steals another man's wife. He became that man one compromise at a time. You see, long before he committed the sin of adultery with Bathsheba in 2 Samuel 11, David was already compromising. He already had an entitlement mindset. Back in Deuteronomy 17:17, God had already commanded that the king of Israel is not to multiply wives for himself. The king of Israel was not to multiply wives for himself. That's a command, Deuteronomy 17:17. David knew that command. He was not ignorant of that command. Like many Christians, he was selectively obedient. He picked which of God's commands he was going to obey and which ones he was going to ignore. He obeyed God where it was convenient and ignored him where it was costly. That is entitlement. Listen to me, guys. Partial obedience is disobedience. So by the time Bathsheba entered the picture in 2 Samuel 11, David had already built a lifestyle of compromise. He had multiple wives. He had multiple concubines. Years of selective obedience. Years of entitlement mentality. For years, dude, he hadn't done anything headline grabbing yet. You know, just tolerated compromise, culturally accepted compromise, everyone else is doing it kind of compromise. But then beautiful Bathsheba shows up naked on a rooftop taking a bath. David sees her and David doesn't hesitate. Why? Because the entitlement mindset had already been solidified in David's life. He sees, he lusts, he takes what's not his. And what makes the story even more sobering is like the contrast with Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. You know, while David is acting entitled, taking what is not his, indulging his desires, Uriah is out in the field fighting battles, showing restraint, loyalty, selflessness. And when David tries to send him home to sleep with Bathsheba, to try and cover everything up, you know, to try to make it look like her pregnancy is from Uriah, Uriah refuses to go in and be with his own wife. Why? Because his brothers are still at war. Because the ark of God and the armies of Israel are still out in the field. Because he refuses to indulge personal pleasure while other men are sacrificing. Guys, that's the opposite of entitlement. Uriah didn't think, I deserve comfort. I deserve pleasure. I deserve a break. My body, my choice. I'm king. He didn't think that way. He puts the needs of his nation, his brothers, and his mission ahead of his own desires. Meanwhile, the king of Israel, David, acts less honorable than one of his own soldiers. That contrast right there should punch every one of us in the mouth. Think about it, guys. One man says, I will deny myself for the sake of others. The other says, I will take what I want because I can. That's entitlement. And men do not usually explode or ruin their lives overnight with entitlement. There's a slow but steady erosion, a quiet compromise, repeated entitlement, small justifications, little acts of disobedience. Then one day, everybody sees the collapse. That's how sin works. It takes you further than you wanted to go. It keeps you longer than you wanted to stay and costs you more than you wanted to pay. So how do we kill entitlement? First of all, as I told you earlier, we shift our mindset. We remind ourselves who owns us. God owns me. God calls the shots. I'm not in charge anymore. My life is no longer mine, but thine. My body is no longer mine, but thine. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. That's the truth of that passage. Secondly, we remind ourselves what happened when we lived life our way. Or you can remind yourselves of what happened to other men when they lived life their own way, like the story I just told you of King David. There was major fallout. The sin of adultery led to deceit. That led to the murder of Uriah. Then the baby Bathsheba is pregnant with from David, that baby dies. God told David that as a result of his great sin, the sword would not depart from his house, which is to say, there are major family problems coming to you and your family because of this. So you could think of that. Remind yourself of what happened to other men who have lived this way. But for some of you, you can just look at your own life. You've reached a point in your own life where you're experiencing your own fallout from your years or decades of entitlement mentality. So to kill the entitlement mentality, you remind yourself of what happened when you lived life your way. Like, how did that work out for you? Look at your life. How did sexual autonomy work out for you? How did doing whatever you wanted with your body work out for you? How did following your flesh work out for you? What did it do to your walk with God? What did it do to your marriage? What did it do to past relationships, maybe with a girlfriend? What did it do to your mind? What did it do to your peace? Dude, so many of us would say it brought destruction. So remember that. Remember that. Call that to mind. And before I wrap this up, let me give you a quick way to diagnose entitlement. Pay attention to what you tell yourself right before you sin. Slow down or go back, watch your game films. I tell guys that all the time in our recovery groups, climb teams, if they have a relapse. Go back, watch your game films. What was going on right before you sinned? Do you hear things like, I deserve a break? It's been a hard week. I've been doing well lately. Just this once, just a little. It's not going to be like major. No one will know. It's not that big a deal. That's entitlement talking, self-talk. Also, Joe Dallas gives us some great diagnostic questions in his book, The Game Plan, to see if you have an entitlement mindset. He says, ask yourself the following questions and answer honestly. Do the people closest to you say that you come across selfish? Do you resent having to resist temptation? Do you envy men who indulge in what you've rejected? Do you expect applause for living pure? Do you minimize the hurt that your sin caused others? Do you believe rules apply to others more than they do to you? Guys, if you answered yes to two or more of those questions, you have an entitlement problem. And brother, you won't change what you refuse to admit. So you need to admit it. Let me land the plane here. Listen, the entitled man says, I deserve a break. My needs come first. I'm king. My body, my choice. But the disciple of Jesus says, not my will, but thine be done. Guys, that's real Christianity. Christianity is not add Jesus to your life so you can get a ticket out of hell and go live however you want. Real Christianity is die to yourself, kill your sinful flesh, crucify your entitlement mentality, submit your desires, bow your knee to the rightful king daily. Remember, entitlement, dude, that's what made Lucifer fall. Entitlement is what ruined King David. Entitlement is what has wrecked countless marriages, ministries, and men. So don't entertain it. Kill it. Kill the voice that says, you deserve this. You've earned this. No one will know. You can handle it. It's not a big deal. Though, man, that voice has buried a lot of men. And if you don't kill it, it's going to bury you too. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. So live like it. Die to self. Pick up your cross daily. Follow Christ. Keep climbing. Stay tuned for a few closing items of Grizz Biz. My brothers, if God has used this podcast in your life, don't just consume, contribute. The Grizz Podcast is an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries, a nonprofit helping men pursue freedom, brotherhood, and growth rooted in Christ. If you'd like to support what we're doing, go to our website, narrowtrail.com, and click on our Give page, or simply text the word Give to 301-888-6860. I'll put all the links in the show notes. We've also opened up a new opportunity for individuals, businesses, or ministries to sponsor an episode of the Grizz Podcast. For $75, you can sponsor an episode and receive a 60 to 90 second shout out on the show. Plus, your name or business or ministry will be listed in the episode show notes and across all our podcast and social media platforms. We're also doing a bundle deal where you can sponsor multiple episodes. If you're interested, just email me at jason@narrowtrail.com. I'll send you all the details. Guys, if you're sick and tired of falling to sexual sins like pornography, and you're ready to get serious about breaking free, check out our Climb Teams. These are online small groups for Christian men that meet every week online that provide biblical guidance, accountability, godly support. We pray for one another, and they work. We are seeing dozens of men break free and grow in Christ. Our program is not easy, but it works if you do the work, my brothers. Just go to narrowtrail.com, click the Climb Team page, and you can learn more. Also, I want to encourage you to install Covenant Eyes Victory Shield on all of your devices and on your kids' or teens' devices to protect and monitor online activity. It's one of the wisest investments you can make. I've used Covenant Eyes for almost 20 years. It's on all of my devices. Go to CovenantEyes.com, and when you're signing up, use the promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, GRIZZIN, to get your first month completely free. G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N. Grizzin, not grizzing. Protect yourself before you wreck yourself. Lastly, leave us a quick rating and review wherever you listen to The Grizz, and share this episode with a friend or your men's group. That's it for now. Keep me in your prayers, my brothers. Grizz is out.